Welcome, my friend. You are listening to Read Clean YA with CJ, the podcast for teens and young adults who want to explore exciting worlds, deep themes, and epic stories without the objectionable content. I'm your host, award-winning young adult author CJ Malacy, and in this episode, we are going to dive into an author interview with fellow author James R. Hannibal. Former stealth pilot and tactical deception officer, James R. Hannibal has been shot at, locked up with missiles, and pursued by an armed terrorist on a winding German road. He is a multi-award-winning author of suspense and fantasy novels for adults and children, including three Silver Falchion Awards for juvenile fiction. James R. Hannibal, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am excited to have you and talk about your books, because for all of our listeners who are looking for great books for teen boys, well, this episode is for you. James writes books for teen boys and really has a heart to see them get lost in great stories, but also have incredible content that they're discovering through those as well. And today we're talking about his Light Raider Academy books, and the series currently had books one and two available. And today on recording this episode, book three just came out. So I'm excited to get to talk all about the series, and there's even a game associated with it. So there's lots of exciting things we're going to get to chat about today. James, would you mind giving listeners a glimpse into your story world?
So like I told you, before we started the interview, my wife and I have a heart for middle grade and teen boys. And when we're homeschool parents, we were running a middle grade boys book club for the Heart Co-op in the Houston area. And we realized we were really struggling to find books for boys and books that we were comfortable having our book club read. And so I was writing military thrillers at the time. And my wife said, you need to start writing for this age group. And so that's what we started with, the Section 13 series, which was for middle grade. And then we moved up and we began writing the Light Raider Academy series. The other side of this is this world was created for a youth discipleship program in the 1980s by a man named Dick Wolf, who was a Navigator's author and Christian counselor. And so this world had a big effect on me as a teenager. I experienced it when my father, who was a pastor in Colorado Springs, was given a boxed set. And so when my boys got to be middle grade and growing into teenage, I went and found an old box set of what's called Dragon Raid, and began, and Dragon Raid was very short lived. It only lasted a couple of years in the 1980s. People were scared of the idea of a role-playing game used for Bible study. And so there were just a couple of stories. So I began writing stories just for our family. And I gave those stories back to the person who gave me the boxed set. They got back to the original creator, Dick Wolf, who had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. Wow. So Dick asked me to take over the world, the series world, and then write books in it, and then work towards relaunching the Light Raiders game, what he wanted to be moved forward as Light Raiders instead of Dragon Raid. And so that's what we've done. And so, you know, you had a world with a couple of very detailed locations and a lot of generality that was created for the 1980s game in its short time span. And then it was fun to take that world and then begin expanding it and filling in all the details and the terrain, and sort of like rebuilding that 3D model of the world, while also taking it from a game and a Bible study program and expanding it into an actual literary world. So anyway, that's like kind of the backstory of the whole Light Raider Academy series.
Wow, that is fascinating. And I love stories for discipleship and teaching deeper lessons. And I love how stories can get behind our walls and our defenses easier sometimes than a sermon can, you know? And so I love that this is a way that was there even in the 80s that God used in your life to really disciple you and encourage you, so much so that when you were raising your boys, you were like, wait, no, I want to bring this back, and I want this to be something I use here. And it just shows the impact a story can have over many, many years and over generations, essentially, to encourage us and point us back to the Lord ultimately. So that's such a neat history. And it must be such a full circle kind of feeling for you, having been able to come back to this world that impacted you in your own youth.
It is. And it's been quite a journey. And God placed some amazing people in my path to come on board as part of this journey. So, you know, I wrote the series, but behind me, we have a whole team of people that has been working on Light Raiders for almost 5 years now.
Wow.
And the pre-order link went up yesterday. So we are right as we record this at the completion point of that circle where we now begin the new spiral and see where God takes it next. But we have people like James R. Brown, who worked on the series as a genius, who worked on other RPG systems. We have Dean Zachary, who is a DC Comics artist, who's done all the internal art and has done amazing stuff. I mean, Dean, his art has influenced how we see the Green Lantern and Batman, and now wow. he's drawing, you know, stuff for the internal illustrations of Light Raiders. And so we have multiple writers and things like that. So it's not just a journey; it's a quest with a whole party that is out to just advance the front line for the kingdom of God, specifically in the area of teen boys.
Wow, that is really exciting to me to hear, because I think for teen boys, they need something specifically geared toward them. They're different than teen girls. It's a different audience. It's totally, they think differently, and they need something that can really call them to the standard that God has for them and call them to live courageously in a world that really has made men seem like they're less than in a lot of ways. I think that often guys can be put down and cast aside in our culture. You know, that everyone's like, oh, we need that quote unquote strong female lead. But we need strong male leads as well. We need men who are equipped to really lead their families in the future, lead this generation to follow after God in a different way than it has previously. So to see something like this come out is exciting to me. I don't even have boys, but I have a lot of nephews. So I think of them when you're talking and just think of them in the future and get excited at having something that they could be offered to disciple them and equip them in an exciting and fun way as well.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And that's absolutely our goal.
Yeah. So the stories themselves are connected then to this upcoming game and everything as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have sort of everything in the Light Raiders world is interconnected. And so, and you'll see if you end up playing the game, you will see a connectedness to that, because the game is actually before the time period of the books.
Oh.
And so, but there is a connectedness there, and you'll experience that in the game. The other thing is that the Bible verses used in the game are also part of our we have a scripture memory and application card game that uses the same verses. And so in the story world, we didn't want to take you out of the world by just quoting a verse.
Sure.
Because it's a different fantasy realm, right? And our scriptures are from our realm. And so we created a fantasy language in which the sacred scroll verses are spoken in the stories. And then the characters think of them in terms of keyword, key concept, okay. which is something that also helps with scripture memory and understanding. But also it's kind of fun to when, because there's a lot of verses in the stories, because that's a key part of our program. And so we look through that and just seeing those keywords and those phrases or those concepts that the characters are thinking, go, wait, I know what verse that is.
Yes.
And if the students who are using the card deck as a daily devotional or as a memory game can see what's in the card deck and the sort of the because we have the real world applications and the Light Raiders realm applications of the verses that help you kind of see it from both sides. Think of it in two parts of your brain. And so they can see both happening in the books, which is a fun side thing.
Yes, that's really neat. So if you were to kind of just give a quick synopsis, not really synopsis, I guess a quick pitch, quote unquote, about your books, what they're about for those who maybe aren't familiar even with RPG games and just anything like that. So they're kind of like lost as to what we're talking about right now. And they're like, wait, would I like this? Would I not? Could you give us a quick little summation of your stories?
Okay, so the Light Raider Academy trilogy, the books, are all about these young cadets who are rekindling the fires of Light Raider Academy, which has been shut down for more than a generation. And so the people of the liberated land called Keledev stopped sending knights out into across the Northern Barrier into the Dragonlands to rescue the lost. And because they did that and they shut down the academy, now evil has just come further and further south and is now camped at the gate. And so these young people, when evil breaches the barrier, these young people are called to rekindle the fires of Light Raider Academy against a lot of opposition and then strike out into the Dragonlands to begin to combat a coming invasion. And the full series arc shows that progression as they do that.
I love that. And I can see the biblical allegory in there as well, and just going out into the Dragonlands. It's a really cool idea of just taking going out into the world that we're living in, even that feels like a Dragonland at times, of evil coming at us and still bringing out the truth of the gospel. Which I'm guessing, is that like a theme that you wanted deeper in that story? Was that kind of some of the deeper heart that you wanted to show?
Absolutely. So part of the Light Raiders realm and the Light Raiders system is training young people to share the gospel, making them comfortable with the gospel. And that is that is our commission. And I also, at the time that I was beginning to write the series a few years ago, was experiencing folks that were sort of, we were walling ourselves off in the church and striking out less to share the gospel and to rescue the lost and advance the kingdom. And so that was on my heart when I began writing this, of course. And so that's one of the key lessons of the series as a whole is training up to go do that. We have each book in the series also has a theme. The theme in Wolf Soldier is loyalty to the mission. The rescuer is the Christ figure in the story. So loyalty to the rescuer's mission instead of our own desires. The theme in Bear Knight is both physical and moral courage. And the theme in Lion Warrior that just came out today is faithfulness.
Wow, those are all themes that I love personally. But is there a reason you kind of went in that order with the themes, like starting with loyalty and then building to courage and then finally faithfulness? Is there a reason for that order, or was it just how the character stories played out?
There's two reasons. One of the reasons is in the original Dragon Raid, there are character roles. So you create this character who is working to become a Light Raider Knight in the world. And there were, in the original and in the new, there are character roles that you can take on. You can become a wolf soldier and you have a wolf companion who travels with you, who is a talking creature. And you can become a bear knight. You can become a ranger. You can become other things, a tinker. So these were probably the most famous roles from original Dragon Raid. And so we chose to use those as the titles and themes of the books. And the themes were created by Dick Wolf. You know, the wolf represented loyalty, the bear represented courage, the lion represented faithfulness in those. We put them in those in that order because we were building towards the overall theme of the trilogy, which is the liberated land of Keledev again had shut down the academy. They had stopped using the resources and began hoarding the resources that the rescuer had given them to get out there and rescue the lost and fight mm-hmm. lost and fight the dragons. And so out of fear, out of selfishness, they had done these things, and the result was evil, you know, crossing the threshold. And so that is the, so we put these in that order to begin with loyalty, then move into the courage that's necessary. And when we begin to have that loyalty, what we're going to face, it's not going to be easy. And then getting into the faithfulness of completing the mission.
Mm. And it really does feel like building blocks when you think about it and break it down that way, because it's hard to be faithful if you're not loyal, right? And if you're and there's really no point in faithfulness if you haven't first courageously taken a step to do the thing that you need to do, the thing that God has called us to do. I don't think I've ever necessarily thought of it laid out that way, but as you're talking and I'm hearing how these stories build on each other, I can really see the power in those themes coming together to ultimately speak to the overarching theme of the book, and then even just your bigger mission here with the game and all of that coming to play together. And it's a really exciting thing to think, what if these young men, these boys who are going to grow up and be the men in the next generation, can take hold of those truths in their own lives and be men who are loyal and courageous and faithful. And just to see those kind of men step out into this culture, in this world, it would truly make a difference, I believe, in a way that we can't fully wrap our minds around right now, you know? So I'm excited just to see how God continues to use you and your heart and your mission for these books as well. It's an exciting thing for sure.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. We did also, there's a progression in those stories. We wanted the series to grow with the reader. And so, you know, Wolf Soldier, where you start, the themes are a little bit easier in terms of the kinds of problems that a team of faith would face. We do deal with a little bit of courage and father-son arguments, things like that. We deal with the loss of a family member. But as we grow into Bear Knight, the themes get a little harder, and that moral courage, that physical courage, you're dealing with stronger and scarier creatures. And then by the time we're getting to faithfulness, we're getting beyond that into even fidelity and dealing with sin and things that happen in the Dragonlands that put the whole mission, even when it's not somebody that's on the mission, put the whole mission in jeopardy, and all the consequences of sin. And so the themes get stronger and hopefully grow with the reader as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I think the theme of faithfulness, even though this is your newest book, so it's the last one, but I think that that one is one that personally in my life I've seen just God's faithfulness in my life, and then him calling me to that faithfulness as I follow him, is something that's become more and more important to me as I've gotten older and as I've walked more and more with the Lord. And so I think it's a really powerful theme to discuss and talk about through story, because we live in a world where faithfulness isn't something we see as much anymore. Even faithfulness between husbands and wives, you know, the divorce rate is so high. And so you have another generation that's growing up where they see 50% of marriages end in divorce. So that's not something, they don't see faithfulness on a home level. They don't see faithfulness in with their parents toward their children. Sometimes there's just that there's a brokenness of so many relationships, and faithfulness as a cornerstone of our relationship with the Lord, it really, his faithfulness first toward us and then us faithfully following him wherever he leaves, even in the most desolate places we may walk in this life. Like, I think there's something to that theme that really can resonate for a long time after a story is finished. I'm excited to read that book, to read all of them. I've started Wolf Soldier and I'm very much enjoying it, but I'm not quite up to the last book in the series yet, but I know that faithfulness theme is something that's important to me. And so I'm excited to read that one for sure.
Cool. Yeah. It's an important concept for men, for training Christian men. We live in a world now, we were watching a show last night, my wife and I, and the idea that self is paramount, you know, follow your heart, whatever is good for you. And it came right down to infidelity, but they were justifying literally the good of the show was a woman not being faithful to her husband because it's important to, and not an abusive or anything else husband, just she has changed and now she needs to follow her heart. And that was the good of the story was, and that's what our world is now selling, and especially selling to men. And so that's something that we are, again, trying to combat in training up young Christian men.
Yeah, I love that. I really, the more I hear from you and the more I hear what you guys are doing, the more excited I'm getting just for this whole ministry that you have. It's so necessary. We really do need it. Like I said before, I think men and boys have been forgotten on some levels, and we need resources to equip them to follow God in the way that he's called them to. And this seems like just such an exciting one. So I can't wait to share about it with all of my friends and family who have boys that are hitting that middle grade and teenage years, because I think this is going to be a really vital and important resource. And so for any of our listeners too, who have boys in their life, and I mean, these themes are important for girls too. So I'm not trying to say they're not also vital for young women, but I think this is something very cool that they can bring into their homes and have as a resource.
Oh, yeah. We do have to say that Enclave Escape, who published the series, we're very, very grateful for them for taking this on, because we did bring this to some major, major Christian publishers and others that simply wouldn't take it on because they didn't think they were going to make money, because their justification is that the boys are not worth investing in. It's not a profitable endeavor. And so for us, that was kind of like losing the plot, you know, because it is a profitable endeavor. It's just not necessarily monetarily profitable endeavor. And this is the reason that we do feel that boys are abandoned in their, you know, we kind of taper off in the middle grade and completely abandoned by young adult. And so Enclave couldn't care less about whether what's profitable, not profitable, just doing what's right. And they took this series on, and we're really grateful to them.
Yes, that's fantastic. And it's also, I have boys who like my books. Now, my books are sci-fi more, and they have military elements and guns, which I'm convinced is the drawing factor for boys, because the protagonist is a girl. But my favorite review from a 13-year-old boy was, I thought it was going to be really dumb because it's about a girl, but it was actually really cool. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to take that. But I think it's fascinating to me, because I've heard from young boys who are so excited to read a book that they could get into that had a lot of adventure and action. And it just goes to show that, yes, it might be hard to reach teen boys or, you know, middle grade boys and in that age group, but that doesn't mean they're not looking for stuff that they can engage with and get excited about. And Dungeons and Dragons is a huge RPG game, correct?
Correct.
And there's a whole group of people of all ages who are obsessed with that and love it. So those people need an alternative. They need something that has a Christian focus, even, that can be exciting for young boys who are looking to do that kind of stuff. There's a market for these things, but even more, there's an eternal value and purpose behind it. And I think your heart there, that's incredible, because it isn't all about the money. It's about if one life can be touched for eternity, if one guy can grow up ready to follow the Lord and take the steps God has for his life, even when it's scary and doesn't make sense, that life impacted for eternity is more than all the money in the world, right? Because that's what it's all about. The money's going to go away. We can't take any of it with us. You know, you can be the richest person in the world and die tomorrow. Doesn't really matter. But impact for eternity, that's something we can't even wrap our minds around. And it's something only God can do. But when we're willing vessels and we walk in what he's given us to do, called us to do, he allows us to be part of impacting lives for his kingdom. And I love that. And I get excited when I hear others who are seeking to do that. And I'm excited to just be able to share about your books today on this podcast, because I really believe that these are going to be a great resource for any of my listeners who want to dive in.
No, I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So as we're kind of already, unfortunately, drawing to the latter end of our episode here, I'd just like to give our listeners even a bigger peek behind the scenes at who you are as an author. We've heard some of your background based on your bio, and it's crazy, all these kinds of cool things that you've done. But could you just kind of share with our listeners a little bit more about you and what you like to do when you're not writing?
So I'm a dad. I'm a homeschool dad. I got one that's already in college and one that's a junior in high school. And so my boys are wonderful. And so my wife and I love doing things with them. So one is into flying, one is into fishing and scuba. And then my wife and I and one of the boys are into equestrian stuff. So when we get a chance, we don't own horses or anything, but we love to ride when we can. And so these are the things that we explore when I'm not riding. But lately, you know, I don't think we've taken a family vacation in 5 years, which is about the time we took over the Light Reader system, because we have just been on a mission ever since. So we are looking forward to doing something together as a family this summer.
That's exciting, especially since your boys are getting older. I'm sure it'll be a fun time to go on some kind of adventure altogether.
Absolutely.
And now the series is done, and the game is out for pre-order. So you're kind of getting to a new chapter, probably, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit more time. We've built up a team of writers for the game. And so I'm moving into, I mean, I'm still going to be working my tail off and writing, but I'm going to be doing a lot more editing and supervising. And so that does give me a little bit more time to take a bird's eye view, step back and have some family time.
That's great. Yeah, it's amazing how much stories and coupled with a mission that God puts on our heart, they do take up time to actually fulfill for sure. So I'm excited for you guys to hopefully get a fun family break this summer. That would be great.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
So I would love if you could share with our listeners too, just where they can connect with you and find your game and your books and all these kinds of things, just so that whoever's listening and is like, oh, I want all in on this, not just the book, I want the game, everything. Can you kind of just give us an idea of where they can get a hold of all of that?
Absolutely. So we're all at lightraiders.com. So lightraiders.com is our website, and it's where everything they can find about me. I haven't actually been as good about keeping up with the jamesrhannibal.com website because we've been so focused on Light Raiders. So there's probably old information there. So it's better to go to Light Raiders, and you'll see the game and all the books, even my military books and stuff are there available with information about them. So yes, that's where you can go find information about us.
Wonderful. And your military books, since you mentioned them, are they young adult or are they more adult fiction, just for our listeners to know offhand?
Yes. So the military books and the spy thrillers were all written for adults because there was a need while I was writing those. We did develop a teen following. Obviously, everything I write is, even if I didn't write it for a Christian publisher, I wrote it with God and my mom in mind. So if I wouldn't be comfortable handing my manuscript to my Lord or my mom, I would not write it, which is one of the reasons I stepped away from those publishers. And so all of those books are safe for teens, but they were written for adults.
Great. That's great to know. Thank you so much. So is there anything else you'd like to share as we kind of wrap things up for today?
No, I'm just so grateful that you gave me the opportunity to talk about Light Raiders and all the things we're trying to do. I really love your heart. And so I just, you know, I don't know if I'm on, if we're publishing this on camera, but I'm just nodding the whole time you're speaking because you were just right in sync with what I'm thinking. So I appreciate that.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you here today, James. I was excited just hearing things about you before. I hadn't had a chance to read your books yet. And as I dug more in and looked in your website and all the things you guys were doing, I got really excited to have you on the show. So I'm thrilled that you could be here today. And I know you have a busy schedule, lots going on. And the fact that you took time on your launch day to come be on this podcast means so much to me. So thank you so much for being here. And I'm excited to share the episode with my listeners.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation with James R. Hannibal. As I said at the end of the interview, I absolutely love James's heart for his readers and for equipping young men to follow Jesus and be discipled. If you're looking for an epic fantasy adventure or for a Christian RPG game, I encourage you to check out all of the things James has to offer. His heart for his readers and those who play the Light Raiders game is so evident, and I look forward to seeing all God will do through this ministry. Next time on Read Clean YA with CJ, I'll be talking with young adult author Megan Shawless about her new young adult novel, The Protector. Nanotechnology and royal romance combine with a heartfelt quest to make a difference in this dystopian reimagining of the Book of Esther. Megan and I had a great time chatting, so be sure to tune in for the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Read Clean YA with CJ. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend so they can discover exciting, clean, young adult books too.